Okay, so I was saying that the girl who was married to the older guy, her lie, the one that she was telling to Hannah, but also to herself, and I think it was done pretty well, was that her marriage is, you know, going really well, obviously. When she was talking to Hannah, both in the park and at the home, she made a few comments that led me to believe that she's questioning what she's done, but is not ready to admit it to anyone, especially herself. So that was kind of the lie that I saw coming from her. And when I say lie, I just mean kind of saying not being willing to recognize something in themselves, and thus explaining it to someone else in a way that they won't expose themselves, not just to the other person, but to them. So I guess that's what I mean by lie. But and then the other one, of course, is Marnie. I talked about how much I liked her character this season already in the last blog post. I enjoy her again, even though she doesn't get as much screen time this time, but I enjoyed her in this episode as well, especially at the end when she comes in wearing her hostess uniform and explains how it's just pretty much like the perfect job for her. And we all know that's not the case. She's probably just reeling inside her mind that she has to work this job. But she's going to try to justify it to everyone and justify it to herself. Let's see. And then, of course, there is Hannah, who kind of has the biggest lie of the whole episode when she breaks up with, and I keep wanting to call him Troy, even though that's his character's name in Community, so whatever his name is, the guy Donald Glover plays, when she breaks up with him, really she breaks up with him because he didn't like her essay. That's pretty obvious to, I'm sure, even to Hannah, but she turns it into a Republican thing. He's a Republican, supposedly. She turns it into that, and she comes home, she explains to her roommate, you know, your rights happened and your rights happened, meaning gay rights and women's rights, and that's why she had to break up with him, even though it was clearly because she didn't like the rejection he gave her over her essay. Also, so that led to a pretty interesting discussion of race, especially in light of last year's whole controversy over the race issue in Girls. So, all right, I'm about to run out of time, so I'm gonna end it there for now. I will add more when Brandon responds. All right, take care.